Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and you know God is still in the miracle working business. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, Sister Glass, and I invite you to just spend these next few minutes with me before the Lord and allow the Lord to minister to you through the Spirit of God, by the Word of God. And as we share this time together, it's very special. As we draw nigh to God, you know what? The Scripture says He draws nigh to us. And I realize some of you may be at work, some of you are at home, some of you driving in your car, but you know what? It's in the Spirit. Our fellowship is in the Spirit. Some of you I will never meet face to face. Some of you have been partners, dear friends, for many decades. Some familiar, dear faces I used to see all the time in our services in the San Francisco Bay Area. So we are joined in the Spirit. If we acknowledge Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we are members of the body of Christ. And so as we come together, even though, you know, I'm sitting here days, sometimes weeks in advance making these broadcasts, nonetheless, the Lord knows who He's going to have listen at any particular day. He knows the message. He knows those who need His touch, His ministry touch. And if this maybe is one of the first times you've heard the broadcast, then He has a divine appointment for you. There's a reason for you to listen. And so, having said all that, let's pray. Father, I thank You for Your Word. I thank You, Lord, for the beauty of Your love, how much You love and care for each individual person. Lord, sometimes it's really hard. Sometimes, even if we've walked with You quite a long time, our spiritual walk can get very lonely. We may be surrounded by people, but Lord, sometimes we feel very alone and very isolated. And it's times like that, Father, we need the comfort of Your presence. And Lord, sometimes it seems You withhold that comfort because You're training and teaching us that You've not left us, but that we are to walk by faith. And so, Lord, even though we do not walk by feelings, we walk by faith. Lord, there's nothing more reassuring than feeling Your comfort and Your sweet love. And so, Father, I'm asking as we share this primary scripture found in Isaiah, Lord, that You will let Your manifest presence, your physical anointing, Father, just the very anointing of God, which is spiritual in nature but physical in results, that they will experience the very anointing of God, peace to minds, comfort to body, rebuke sickness and disease. And Lord, I thank You, Lord, that there will be a total peace, a peace that passes understanding, in the name of Jesus. And all the honor and glory goes to that glorious name. Amen. Praise God. Well, I've been sharing a passage in Scripture found in Isaiah, the 41st chapter, verse 13. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Beloved, Christ not only sits at the right hand of God in heaven, and what is He doing there? It says, the Scriptures tell us, He ever lives to make intercession for the saints. He's interceding for you today, but also He comes to meet you in the area of your need. And some may be in desperate situations, dire, critical situations, but He will give direct and personal contact. He not only speaks to us, but He comes personally to help us. Isn't that precious? And the basis, I mean, as this is not only just out of our own experiences at times, but certainly out of the Word of God. And I'd like to share just a little bit of Psalm 18. David is here talking, and he was in a difficult place. He starts Psalm 18, I will love Thee, O Lord, my strength. And he said, I will call upon the Lord, whose Word worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from mine enemies. And that applies to you today as well. Sometimes we know it's just a satanic warfare. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. Also, sometimes God... we see operating that God will undertake in the realm of the spirit, but also there are those sometimes individuals who are used of Satan. And again, that's not their flesh and blood. They're being instruments of the evil one, but God is still able to shut their mouths. He's able to move them on. Whatever the situation, God is able. But I want you just to refresh your memory about not only how bad it was. He said, in verse 4, he said, the sorrows of death compassed me. The floods of ungodly men made me afraid. And David, of course, was dealing with a lot of literal enemies. Saul, for example, wanted to take his life. He says, the sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. And my cry came before him, even into his ears. Look at God's reaction. Well, I won't take all the time to read the following verses, but the foundations of the hills were moved. Smoke went out of his nostrils. He bowed on the heavens. He came down. Darkness was under his feet. He rode upon a cherub. He flew upon the wings of the wind. Brightness was before him. Thick clouds passed. He thundered in the heavens. The highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. He sent out his arrows, scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. My goodness, this God was very angry. He said, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. It says in verse 16, he sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. In David's situation, of course, this is not literally physical, but he's experiencing what Isaiah was talking about. I am your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, don't be afraid, I will help you. The NIV reads like this, verses 16 through 19. He reached down from on high, and he took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy. That could be flesh and blood, or just in the spirit realm, from my foes who were too strong for me. He was a mighty warrior, saints, but he knew they were too strong for him. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He rescued me because he delighted in me. Praise God. Here we see David, such a picture of helplessness. How we all have walked this path, haven't we, at times? It looked like he would sink in the swirling waters. He was battered. He was bruised. He didn't seem to have any firm ground to stand on. Yet, God in his mercy reached down. He didn't tell David to get up in his own strength and fight the battle. Be a man. But God reached down and took a hold of David. There's another beautiful passage in Scripture. Remember that? Jesus sent his disciples across the Sea of Galilee, and they were rowing to get to the other side, and a great storm arose, and it was turbulent, and it was stormy, and the wind was howling. And then they cried out with fear, because then they saw this, what they thought was a ghost or a spirit, walking on the water. And Jesus said, don't be afraid. It's I. And anyway, Peter said, Lord, if that's you, tell me to come. And he did. And of course, you know, as humans, what do we focus on? Well, he blew it. He failed. You know what? He didn't. Jesus, in fact, he said, why did you lose faith? Because he started sinking in the waters. But we tend to forget that he did what none of us have yet done, I trust. Now, if some of you listening out there, you've walked on water, my goodness, please write. I would like to meet you by mail. I remember years ago, my husband, he was such a tease. I remember we were in Hayward, and he said, you want to see me walk on water? He was kind of challenging the congregation. He had a sense of, anyway, he poured some water on the carpet, and he walked on it. I don't think that's what the Lord was talking about. But anyway, we see, this is a true account, Peter actually walked in that stormy through the stormy waves. And then as he saw the wind and the waves, then he became afraid and he began to realize, you don't do this in the natural. Of course, the Lord suspended natural laws. We cannot walk on water. But God was inviting him. And, you know, we criticize him, but, you know, until we can walk on water, hey, he at least had the boldness, the courage to get out of the boat. All right. But the Lord, he cried out as he started to sink. He said, Lord, save me. And, you know, so often we're just like Peter. Sometimes we start out in faith, we try to obey God and do what he's called us to do, and then things, we look around and the circumstances are really adverse and we feel like we're sinking. Well, just as the Lord helped Peter when he cried out, he will do that for you. Jesus said in John 10, 27 and 29, my sheep hear my voice and I know them. And they will follow me, and I will give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. He's got his hand on you, beloved. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Here is security, beloved. Don't we all yearn for security? We all worked hard to prepare for our latter years, perhaps. We've Social Security, pensions, retirement plans, IRAs. But while that is some security and some consolation, there's only one total security where we can be absolutely secure, and that's in the care and presence of God. We are to be wise in handling our business affairs, but we are wiser still when we allow the Lord to guide us, to protect us, to advise us, to comfort us when the battle rages. Do not fear, beloved. I will help you. Those are the words of the Lord to you this day. And my time is drawing to a close. I must bring this broadcast to an end. I thank you so much for joining me. I so look forward to our times together. I invite you to write if you feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit. There's a power, there's a dynamic in agreeing prayer. The announcer will give our contact information. If you can email, and I will confirm receipt and that I'd be praying. And if you want to reply back, I ask you to enclose your mailing address, and I will send back a letter. Whatever God puts on my heart, I'll send to you. And I know you'll be blessed. I have testimony letters, files of them. So I just ask you and invite you to write. And if you're a new listener, and even if you don't have a prayer need, just write and let me know you're listening and say you're encouraged by the broadcast. That'll encourage my heart. God bless you. God love your heart. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,